I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois public school officials are worried about potential cuts to state funding. That's after voters rejected a graduated income tax, which would have pumped billions of dollars into state coffers. Lee Gaines has more.
Heather Stain says there's no way to shield education funding from the draconian cuts that Governor J.B. Pritzker has warned are coming. Staines is the president of the advocacy organization Advance Illinois. She says the financial uncertainty of this moment is also weighing heavily on the minds of school officials and will likely impact their budget decisions.
Because when districts are uncertain, they are less likely to make the programmatic and staffing investments that they need and that students need.
Stain says the state needs to come up with a way to generate more revenue, given the failure of the graduated income tax measure and the lack of additional COVID-19 relief from the federal government. I'm Lee Gaines.
A conservative group is asking the Illinois State Board of Education to drop proposed teaching standards aimed at diversity and LGBTQ inclusion. The Peoria-based Pro-Family Alliance says the standards would violate teachers' rights to free speech and religious liberty. Ralph Rivera is with the alliance. He calls the language too progressive.
Teachers who have a certain faith or religious view maybe being forced to go against that view. For example, it states they have to affirm various student ideas or identities. So what if they disagree with that? You know, they can't affirm something that goes against their religious belief.
A spokesperson for the state board says it's essential for teachers to reach students from different cultural backgrounds, particularly LGBTQ students who are often subjected to bullying. Governor J.B. Pritzker is extending the ban on evictions in Illinois, but with some restrictions. The moratorium will last another 30 days, but only apply to renters who are in extreme need. Renters will have to submit a declaration to their landlord saying they cannot pay because of loss of income due to COVID-19. Only individuals earning no more than $99,000 or $180,000 jointly will fall under the new rule. And IDOT announced $112 million will go to dozens of transit providers. It's part of the bipartisan Rebuild Illinois Capital Program. Projects include the purchase of new vehicles, as well as construction of new bus shelters, stations, and maintenance facilities. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. Illinois' driver's services facilities statewide are now closed to the public for in-person transactions until December 7th due to the worsening COVID-19 pandemic. Secretary of State Jesse White says expiration dates for driver's licenses and ID cards will be extended until June 1st, 2021. The extension also includes those who have February, March, April, and May 2021 expiration dates. As a result, expired driver's licenses and ID cards will remain valid until June 1st, 2021. Commercial driver license holders and commercial permit holders are excluded from this extension due to federal requirements. The Illinois State Board of Education next month is set to adopt culturally responsive teaching standards to promote diversity and inclusion. The standards should ensure teachers cultivate an appreciation of diverse cultures, such as students of color or those who are LGBTQ, said a spokeswoman for the board. But a conservative group based in Peoria is challenging the standards. The Pro-Family Alliance last month sent a letter to the board faulting its plans to adopt the standards, which the group said violate educators' First Amendment rights. The Illinois chapter of the ACLU is pushing back. Ed Yonka of the ACLU said the new teaching standards will create an environment in which students feel safe to learn.
That's what schools are supposed to be. They're not supposed to be a place to protect some issue or some belief of a teacher.
The standards won't force teachers to change beliefs, he said. The time is 7:21. I'm Leah Lerner. Good morning.